It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado education groups are calling for the state to cancel standardized testing this year amid a pandemic that has upended schooling. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The groups representing teachers, superintendents, and school boards released a poll showing 2/3 of the public school parents they polled don't want the spring tests. Strasburg Superintendent Monica Johnson says schools and districts have already tested students with school and district tests. She says they're focused now on closing learning gaps and planning for more summer learning.
Administering the state standardized test is going to take away from that time, and that's all it's going to do.
State lawmakers plan to debate a bill that would direct Colorado to ask the federal government for a testing waiver. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Higher education workers will not be among the state's priorities for COVID-19 vaccines at the same level as primary and secondary education teachers. Alex Wolf Root, an adjunct professor at the University of Colorado Boulder, says there are people already working on college campuses who need protection now.
Our frontline workers, those cleaning the facilities, those keeping campus physically safe, those cooking and dining workers, those residential assistants and other housing workers.
Most people working on college campuses will be eligible in the summer when the state expects the general public will have access to the vaccine. Colorado's Labor Department has again started to give money to people who have been affected by the pandemic. It's part of the first phase of federal extended benefits, which expired in December. The state says about 230,000 people are included in the rollout. $216 million has been paid out since last Saturday. The department says it's working through a flood of calls to its helpline and a backlog of potential fraudulent claims. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.